These researchers are working on a vaccine that could be among the first to be used in West Africa's Ebola epidemic. This laboratory near Rome is owned by pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline, or GSK. Several teams are working on Ebola vaccines. All say they have sped up the production process because of the urgent need and the number of lives at risk. In November, GSK said the first trial of this vaccine was well tolerated and produced an immune response in all of the 20 healthy adult volunteers who received it. The GSK vaccine promotes the production of antibodies and also triggers an immune response of certain cells that destroy the infected cells. Dr. Ricardo Cortese heads this laboratory.
The Ebola virus can't be kept under control by a vaccine that stimulates antibodies only. There is solid evidence that traditional vaccines are not enough. Our vaccine, instead, also stimulates another important branch of the immune system, the one that stimulates killer T cells that are able to recognize infected cells. The combination between two strategies is effective against Ebola.
GSK says more trials are still needed before the vaccine will be ready for widespread use. Merck, another pharmaceutical giant, announced it's resuming trials of a vaccine known by the code name VSV-Zivov. A trial of this vaccine was suspended last month after some of the volunteers reported having mild joint pain. Trials are continuing with a lower dose of the potential vaccine. The situation in West Africa has created unusual partnerships.
There's three issues I'd like to quickly touch on.
At a recent forum in Washington, Dr. Julie Gerberding, the president of Merck, said even rival pharmaceutical companies are working together.
There's some very special partnerships that are going on here, and one of them is the partnership between people who are traditionally competitors.
Several potential vaccines are being developed and are now in clinical trials. This increases the possibility of developing at least one that is effective against Ebola. And if more than one is effective, so much the better. It would increase the chances that large numbers of people could be immunized and bring the outbreak to an end. It could also mean that there would never again be another Ebola epidemic as bad as this one. Carol Pearson, VOA News.